In this week's meditation, we're really going to look deeper into the experience of the unknown, or what I sometimes call not knowing. Like all of our meditations, though, we start by taking those first few minutes to kind of let yourself settle into your chair, let the body relax, kind of scan through the body and see if there's any tight places that might want to just relax. Sometimes you can just breathe into them a little bit. Again, you're not forcing anything. You're not like trying to relax. You're just, it's like an encouragement that you just, even if you just feel the quality of your out-breathing, because that's the way your body relaxes. To breathe out, it has to relax. When it breathes in, there's a kind of contraction that pulls the air in, and then there's a relaxation in your body that lets the air breathe out. And if you just get a feel for that relaxation of the out-breath, and then you can let that feeling come out, come throughout your body more, that it's just a very natural thing. You just let your eyes close, the palms together in the lap. And think of meditation not as something that you have to or even need to do, but meditation is really kind of, it's a gift that you're giving yourself. It's nourishing, it's healing, it's cleansing. And as a spiritual practice, it's revelatory. That's why so many esoteric traditions have practiced the art of meditation, whether they called it meditation or had some other name for it, because it is the avenue through which revelation arises. So you're just letting yourself settle in. The body settles and the mind settles into the breath, and the attention settles into the rhythm of the breath. And if you're sensitive, it's almost as soon as the mind touches into the rhythm of the breath, there's, as you can sense, a sense of spaciousness all around you. And you're just noticing that there's a spaciousness all around and all within. That there is a kind of quietness. And you're just acknowledging these qualities of being. Again, you're not chasing after them. You're not trying to sustain any experience. Because all those types of movements are actually efforts to control. And so ultimately they're egocentric. And so you might notice the mind wanting to control, wanting to have a more pleasant experience. If it feels good, a mind might want to try to hold on to that. But you just see the mind is just doing what it does. And you just relax around that. You have an ease. It reminds your own mind how unnecessary it is to grasp. I've often thought of meditation as kind of the act of rediscovering a basic trust in yourself, a basic trust in the ground of existence, that when you enter into your being consciously, when you really can begin to surrender your personal agenda, when you really can begin to let go, there's a natural way that life can find you again. There's a natural way that the divine qualities of life can present themselves to you. And it's through the act of sitting down quietly and simply making yourself available that bit by bit you re-find a kind of trust in yourself. Not trust in your idea of yourself, not trust necessarily in your persona, but trust in the deeper parts of your being, the quieter spaces within, that you can relax, you can open, you can surrender inside because there is something trustworthy inside. But we discover this bit by bit, and we can only discover it, each of us, for ourselves, through our own diligent willingness to be patient and to listen. And in this meditation, I'm going to sort of turn the tables a little bit for this meditation. By that I mean, so far I've given some instruction of meditation. I've tried to kind of point the way. I don't really give you a 3 or 4 point plan to execute in order to meditate. If anything, I just try to orient you in the direction of what meditation is. Meditation has to arise on its own. You can't make it happen, but you can set the ground. You can become available to it. And so we've, so far, a lot of the instruction has been on some slight, subtle forms of doing, you could say. But now we're going to leap off into deeper waters. This is going to require you to sort of walk an edge. And I think you'll get a sense of the edge as I move on here. That imagine as we're sitting here together as we are right now, imagine that you do not have any idea what meditation is. Imagine you have no idea, almost as if you had never heard the word. Imagine you had no idea of what meditation is. You had no idea how to go about doing it. Just imagine, because, of course, everything we think meditation is something that's coming to us from the past, something we heard yesterday or last week or last month or last year. And so if we pull all of our attention, if we gather all of our attention into the present, actually, we're even at a certain point, we're becoming so extraordinarily present that we literally forget about what meditation is, or what it's supposed to be, or how to go about doing it. So So if you will just be with me for a while and allow yourself to enter into this unknown space, as if you never heard of what meditation is, as if you have no idea about how to do it, or what's supposed to be or not supposed to be happening. Just imagine in this instant, if we were all sitting here together, without any idea of meditation, without any idea of how to do it, or what should be happening. And yet still, here we are together, quietly, letting go of all of our ideas. We're entering into a space of not knowing. I don't know. Not just the idea of I don't know, not just the concept of the unknown, but we're actually moving into the experience. We're exploring what is meditation when we don't know what it's supposed to be. What is meditation when we don't know how to go about doing it? What happens? What about what happens when we don't know of any goal that we're supposed to be attaining or moving towards? If we really don't know, if we go back to that place before we knew anything about meditation at all. No matter what our mind says to us, no matter how it speaks to us about meditation, we were simply to stay in that place of, I don't know. What is meditation? I really don't know. And yet here you are, vividly present. How do I go about it? How do I meditate? You let yourself enter into that place before you ever knew how to do it, how to meditate. Enter that space before there ever was a wrong way or a right way to do it. And if your mind tries to insert any idea about what you should be doing or about what meditation is or about how to do it, you just say to your mind, I don't know. I really don't know. It's a nice idea you got there, but I don't know. And you just stay with the feeling of that, not even struggling to know. Not even trying to know anything about meditation. Just exploring that realm, the dimension inside of us all of the unknown. There's nothing abstract about it. There's nothing otherworldly about it. The unknown is right here, right now. If you really let yourself enter into a state of not knowing, the tension gets relieved around meditation because you're not trying to do anything because you don't know what it's supposed to be like. You don't even know what it is, so how can you struggle to make something be that you don't even know how it's supposed to be? If you really enter into this unknowing dimension of your being, you feel it relieves tremendous amounts of tension. It's a very innocent place. You can only struggle if your mind says, I know how it should be, and this is how it should be, and I'm going to try to make it that way. And then immediately there's tension, there's division. But always underneath it is, I don't know. I don't know. Should I be thinking or not? I don't know. What should be happening? I don't know. Am I doing it right? I really don't know. And you just feel into that, not knowing. And you may notice something very odd, that when you allow yourself to consciously not know what meditation is or how to do it or what should be supposed to be happening, when you really let go into not knowing anything about meditation, at that moment, you're actually meditating in a very deep and profound way. There's tremendous stillness and quiet and space. That many of the traditional attributes of deep states of meditation start to show up all on their own when you enter into a state of not knowing. This can come as quite a surprise. So this is a very subtle form of meditation. Directly entering into not knowing. And watch your mind after this meditation, because it may try to turn anything you experienced in the last 20 minutes into a new form of knowledge, into a new idea of what meditation is and how to go about it. Your mind may do that. And if it does, just remind your mind that there's a kind of knowledge born of direct experience. It's very different than the knowledge that's just born of your mind repeating what it was told or learned. And so we'll gently bring this meditation to a close as the bell rings.